The world is more supernatural and paranormal than many people believe, but these occurrences are happening more and more in our reality, and these next few videos documenting that will make you rethink everything. These clips are out of Colombia from about a year ago, and what we see is something unknown hovering in the same place in the sky. This is definitely not a balloon of any sort. Oftentimes, similar looking clips are faked, but when a few hours later, pilots in the region spotted something very similar flying in the sky, it gave some credit to me to these sightings. TikTok user Renan91 is a fisherman over in Brazil who filmed something very strange happening in the ocean. You can see something underneath in the water is glowing. This isn't a sunspot or something bright flashing on the water. Something underneath and very large is glowing in the ocean.
O sol morreu, foi pra lá, não foi pra cá, não. O sol morreu lá. O sol se pôs lá, ó. Que luz é aquela ali?
Vai diminuindo.
Olha lá, no meio do nada. Doideira.
The Bible gives us some insight into these strange phenomena happening in the sky. Of course, Ephesians 6:12 tells us there's spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. 2 Corinthians 11:14 tells us, and no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. And in Ephesians 2:2, in which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. So it's really no surprise that we're seeing these strange lights appearing in the sky, putting fear in people, and it's appearing within the power of the air. These strange phenomena appearing in the sky, in the forest, and in the large bodies of water around the world are tied to the evil dimensions breaking into ours. And it's kind of interesting when we see videos like this one coming out of India, where a type of doorway is opening in the sky.
So cool. This looks like a portal, this looks like a door.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Door, oh god.
That phenomenon looks very similar to one that happened in 2017 in China, where this rectangular shape in the sky, very similar looking like a doorway, just appeared on one night, never appeared again, and to this very day, there's no explanation as to what this was. The fallen sons of God and their offspring and the mutations they created caused these evil, strange beings with supernatural powers to exist in the ancient past. The Bible tells us this in Genesis 6:4, and extra-biblical texts like the Book of Enoch explain this as well. These are connected to these strange, evil phenomena that we're seeing today, and another instance that was documented in the ancient past is in India with the Naga. These are the same evil beings manipulating the cultures of that time.
In almost every ancient ruins in the Indian subcontinent, you will see these strange serpent-like beings who are called Nagas. People worship them even to this day. But what is their significance in the ancient history of the human race? The ancient Hindu texts, such as the Vedas and Puranas, describe these serpents as very intelligent and powerful. According to these texts, they came down to Earth from a different realm or planet called Nagaloka. Sometimes, these beings are depicted as very cruel to human beings. But there were also some benevolent Nagas who shared advanced knowledge and wisdom with the humans. That is why people in India still worship them for their generosity. The mention of advanced reptilian creatures are found all over the world, whether be it India, Mesopotamia, or Egypt. The Nagas are linked with wisdom and knowledge.
The evil beings that deceived these ancient cultures still exist this very day. This is what I believe we're dealing with in these instances. Another instance where we're seeing this is in the Appalachian Mountains, with very strange occurrences that people are experiencing with entities in the woods. This clip is from a man who lives in the mountains in Maine. It sounds like he's come across this creature multiple times before, and he starts to experience it and gets his camera out. You'll hear him call his wife and talk about the experience, and you'll see in the distance something translucent walks through the woods.
Hi, it's me again. I'm just calling just to let you know. I've seen that thing again on in the backyard. I've got the camera on. I'm trying to capture it. I don't know what it is, but I'm going to see if I can get it. Anyway, give me a call when you get this message. Bye.
No. What is that? No way.
There's a lot of unexplainable disappearances in the forests around the world and the national parks. Many people, myself included, believe it's tied to some sort of supernatural connection, something to do with the beings like we just saw in that last video, or maybe connected to this phenomenon happening in the sky, one and the same in my opinion. But the maps of the cave systems in America that coincide with the maps of missing people make you wonder when you see videos like this, if when people find these strange hatches and strange tunnels in the forest around the world, if maybe these entities are somehow utilizing these cave systems, or maybe even building them themselves. These could even be ancient systems that have been known about and created since before the flood of Noah, and they're being utilized once again? We may get the answer one day, but I recommend if you come across a tunnel system like this on your own in the woods, don't go in it by yourself. Since we're on the topic of tunnels, I found this next video pretty interesting about tunnel systems and even an ancient civilization that could have lived under Los Angeles.
They've been keeping this from you. This is the underground city that was found beneath Los Angeles by a man named Warren Shufelt. It was discovered using a device he invented to detect underground tunnels and caverns. Shufelt mapped out a network of passageways stretching for miles beneath the city. And here is where it gets crazy. His maps indicated a central chamber filled with gold and advanced artifacts. Shufelt said that upon analysis of the artifacts and the scriptures found within the passageways, they all pointed to a lost continent named Lemuria. Despite his groundbreaking findings, city officials abruptly shut down his excavation. They officially claimed that the tunnels were old subway lines, but this is where they messed up. The Los Angeles subway system didn't begin operation until 1990, over 70 years after Shufelt's discovery. So what subway lines were they referring to? Some speculate that they were referring to an ancient civilization that had access to a subway-like system. Some have even gone further to say that the city officials had knowledge from the future. They knew that Los Angeles would eventually have a running subway system in the years to come, therefore it would be the perfect cover-up, perfectly concealing its true origins.
We know according to the Bible and pretty much every other ancient text that there were supernatural things going on in the ancient world. I believe they're still going on today, and they're going to continue and increase as we head into the final days of Earth. We know that there will be great deceptions that are coming. 2 Thessalonians 2:9 tells us this. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders. So as supernatural occurrences and strange phenomenon increase more and more in our world, put your trust fully in the Bible and in Jesus Christ, who predicted and told us that these things would be increasing more and more in the final days. And those deceptions will be to lead you away from the truth of God. So put your trust in Jesus. I don't want you being deceived. I want you being led down the right path to this life and life forever with God in heaven. I hope and pray you're well. Thanks for watching, and God bless.